For the 2024 James Beard Foundation Restaurant and Chef Awards, 9 made the list from Montana. Stella Fong, host of Flavors Under the Big Sky, talks to 2 semifinalists from the Best Chef Mountain category. In the world of food, this is comparable to being nominated for an Academy Award.
Chefs Nick Steen-Gullings of Walkers in Billings and Lee Johnson of Montasia were 2 of the semifinalists for Best Chef Mountain. Walkers first opened in the old Chamber Building in 1993 to move into its current location 10 years later. Since Chef Gullings joined the team in 2017, he has now received 2 nods from the James Beard Foundation. So how did it begin for the chef that serves up cuisine that he touts as adventurous, regionally farmed food with a hang that won't be soon forgotten?
I started Walkers as the chef and general manager, and I came in originally with the idea of being a partner with Bill Honecker when he was here, and the idea was always to get him the opportunity to retire, and for more or less he was able to retire in my time, and then COVID hit and he had to come back in a little bit.
Gullings started making changes to Walkers when he stepped into the restaurant in 2017.
We remodeled the restaurant. We put a ton of money into it to modernize it. And we see ourselves as like the urban dining center for Montana. And we really see ourselves as the people pushing the envelope every day.
Pushing the envelope is what Chef Gullings does best, always surprising the diner.
And we did a dish with octopus and smoked potatoes, popcorn, and corn puree.
The menu changes seasonally at Walkers. Gullings is always thinking, always creating.
How do I make some really cool, like, Polynesian Montanan food? And we came back, and it's hoisin glaze, and it's Montana pork ribs, and they're braised tamarind and garlic and ginger, and then they fall off the bone, but they've got this sauce on them that just glazes, and they're sticky. They're unbelievable.
Unbelievable is still the sentiment for Gullings after receiving news of his nomination.
This is something that I'm proud of. This is the second time, and the first time, you know, was overshadowed by what felt like the end of the world at a point. But this is for Billings. This is for Montana. This is putting us relevant. I set out when I moved to Billings 8 years ago to put Billings on the food map.
On the food map in Fishtail is Montasia, owned by Yoki and Lee Johnson. He's Montana and she's Malaysia. He's in the kitchen and she's all over the house. The Johnsons bought the old cowboy bar a year ago, transforming it from an old steakhouse and waterhole to a family restaurant serving food inspired from Montana and Malaysia. So how did Johnson find out about his nomination?
My wife started screaming upstairs, and I thought something was wrong. I thought she needed to grab something off a shelf or something. And so I was just wrapping up downstairs, and I started to walk towards the bedroom. And then she came around the corner, and she kept screaming, "Lokong, Lokong, Lokong, Lokong!" It means husband, husband, husband. She's shouting for me. She was all excited.
The Johnsons moved from a small kiosk in Cook City last year to this much larger space has brought some challenges.
There's no doubt that opening it was a huge risk, and opening Malaysian Montana Fusion restaurant in Fishtail, Montana, it's a tremendous risk.
So whose idea was it in the Johnson family to open Montasia?
This is Yoki's dream. I mean, she made me do this. She manifested this restaurant. And sometimes I bought on board just out of her momentum.
And what was that momentum?
And I think her dream has always been to make people happy, to serve people, and to introduce people to Malaysian culture.
Another unique feature of Montasia is yak meat sourced from Painted KC Ranch.
It's a great meat because it's so approachable and comparable to beef, taste-wise. It doesn't have any of the gaminess that you're going to see in, like, deer or elk. It's pretty similar to bison, with the exception that it's a little bit richer and a little bit sweeter.
So from the chef who runs a restaurant that serves noodles and curry alongside steak and burger, what are his feelings about being recognized by the James Beard Foundation?
I'm really excited for Montana. What a great year for Montana. I think Montana had 9 nominations this year. I believe that's the most they've ever had. We're just lucky to be in the right place at the right time.
Many congratulations to Lee Johnson and Nick Steen-Gullings. This is Stella Fong for YP Radio News.